I'll take 2 pounds of workflow, please, to go. In my 35 years of practicing public accounting as a software executive building products for public accountants and as a journalist covering both the profession and the vendors serving it, I've seen a lot of buzzwords come and go. Hi, this is Greg LaFollette reading my column from the September issue of the CPA Technology Advisor. Seldom have I ever seen one cause as much excitement and, unfortunately, so much confusion as the word workflow. It's touted at the top of every advertisement. Salespeople talk of it incessantly, and all the CPE classes seem to be heavily peppered with it. Now, as a technology guy, I'm all in favor of harnessing whatever chip-based horsepower is available. However, in addition to being a practicing accountant, I'm also a pragmatist, and that part of me simply isn't impressed. Yet. Oh, I want to be. I really want to be. And I see so much potential. But we're just not quite there. Not yet, anyway. Both the profession and the vendors serving it have a ways to go. The profession, not any one firm specifically, but rather the profession as a whole, needs to improve its adaptation to change. We're held back as a group by those amongst us who insist they're too busy to change, or worse yet, too old to change. The vendor community hears that cry, and it does slow down their development cycle. Vendors are, rightfully, concerned about getting too far in front of the market. Simply put, we're a victim of the lowest common denominator thought process on both fronts. A very bright marketer once told me that every market could be segmented on both the product service side and the customer side. I've applied that advice to the workflow market and refined it to a matrix and tested that matrix with several seasoned technology vendors. So far, it's passed muster. The model separates practicing accountants by their attitudes toward change and toward control. The resultant 9-box grid, illustrated in the magazine, quickly reveals that by self-selection, those practitioners particularly resistant to change, as well as those chronically disorganized, are essentially poor candidates for workflow adoption or adaptation. I'm quite sure that each of you can identify a current or former partner in one of those boxes. It's so much easier to see others rather than ourselves, right? It'd be more valuable if you could identify yourself in a box, but that's a whole other column. So that's the problem on the profession side of the equation. But what about the vendor side? Here the problem is focus. We have workflow being marketed as a standalone product, i.e. XCM, in the traditional best-of-breed approach, as a component of niche products, SurePrep Express for tax, inside many of the modules of the major suites, CCH ProFX Document, Engagement, Tax, and Practice from Thompson Tax and Accounting, UltraTax CS, Practice CS, Engagement CS, Payroll CS, and Write-Up CS. As a component of nearly every document management system, GoFileRoom, Docket, Act First, Interwoven, Cabinet NG, etc., there's at least 4 different approaches for a firm to consider. This has resulted in paralysis by analysis in many firms. Practitioners are simply confused by the market offering too many products, with each product solving some of the problem and none solving all of the problem. In talking with leading-edge practitioners about the currently offered approaches, I've found much diversity of opinion and also some commonality. All were finding great success in the components of workflow they had adopted, but they were all uniformly frustrated by having to implement multiple systems. The most commonly favored approach seems to include a tax workflow system built into the tax compliance system. Virtually every tax system on the market today includes some sort of status system, which can be quite effective in handling the flow of tax returns through a professional office. A couple of the suites actually feed activities from their tax products to their respective practice management products, ProSystem FX Tax to Practice and UltraTax to Practice CS as examples. Also commonly adopted is the workflow system built into many document management systems. This approach is often paired with the tax compliance approach, with the result being reasonably workable for firms who are somewhat organized in their traditional workflows and willing to adapt their processes to take advantage of the technology they've purchased, the types presented in blue in the upper right-hand corner of the graphic. But what is the answer to the question of focus? Where does workflow really belong? First, let's eliminate tax compliance. The status systems that exist there are fine for tax-only shops, but the rest of us, in practices with clients who are not tidy, and wherever engagement is not a tax return, need more. But where? Standalones are spectacular in their flexibility and features, far superior to the capabilities of the built-in systems, but they often lack integration. And despite the promise of XBRL and the .NET framework, they will most probably remain so for quite some time. Simply put, it's not in the best interest of the suite players to open their systems, at least not too far, to outside access. So the decision then remains, does workflow best belong in a document management system or a practice management system? Note that some vendors, notably Office Tools Pro, actually provide a product that combines both approaches quite effectively. For many small firms, it could be a great solution. For firms entrenched in the suite world, it's simply a waiting game. Thompson's Practice CS today delivers solid workflow from the practice side. It's reasonably well integrated document storage via its File Cabinet CS product. And CCH has partnered with XCM and appears to be moving down the we'll find the best technology and integrate it into ProSystem FX process. As they've indicated, an eventual complete rewrite of the Veneral VPM virtual practice management product it acquired from CPA Software via Sage, both are viable approaches, and we practitioners will be the ultimate beneficiaries of innovation. You gotta love competition. P.S. Two afterthoughts. I recently bought a Garmin Nuvi 650 GPS unit, and it's simply amazing. I hadn't looked at portable GPS systems for quite a while and was amazed at their progress. From here on out, I'll never be lost again. Number two, convergence is king for content in the living room. I recently added an Xbox 360 Elite to my home theater system, and it quickly and easily combined the content from my cable-provided DVR, a piece of junk, my Vista Media Center, and all my network computers, including a Macintosh laptop, various iPods, and even my TiVo Series 2. And everything is seamlessly controlled by a Logitech Harmony 880 Advanced Universal Remote. Life is good. See you next month.